From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The movie summer that ends this weekend may not have pleased the critics much, but it was still strong at the box office. Finding Nemo swam away with a cool $330 million, and 11 other pictures reached the $100 million mark. With the start of the school year, things will quiet down a bit as Hollywood caters to more adult audiences, but quiet is a relative term. There'll be some 120 films opening this fall. We asked critic Bob Mondello for a selective preview.
Your summer reading list is coming to the Cineplex this fall. More than a dozen adaptations of best-selling novels. None grander than a swashbuckling epic with a mouthful of a title, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. Australian director Peter Weir crafted it from two of Patrick O'Brien's 20 novels about the tall ships of the 19th century British Navy, casting his countryman Russell Crowe as the commanding and inspiring Captain Jack Aubrey.
It's the leadership they want. Strength. Find that within yourself, and you will earn their respect.
Master and Commander reportedly went through five studios and some $135 million on its way to the screen, which seemed a lot to spend on a swashbuckler until Pirates of the Caribbean made almost twice that much during this summer. Less pricey book adaptations include the one Clint Eastwood is making of Mystic River, a tale of friendship and trauma spanning two decades in Boston, and John Grisham's Runaway Jury, in which Dustin Hoffman will be intent on getting a fair trial, and Gene Hackman will be heading a team that's just as intent on stacking the jury box.
They're using video surveillance, wiretaps, finding out things about jurors their husbands and their wives don't even know.
This is about you messing with my case, and the rules are law.
That's what I was hired to do, fella.
Then there's a surprise.
Hello, Rick.
I'd like to know who I'm speaking with.
You can call me Marley.
Payphone, 15 miles away.
The fact is, the jury's mine,
and I can push it either way.
For a price.
Also based on bestsellers are The Human Stain, Philip Roth's take on race, violence, and secrecy in relationships, In the Cut, Susanna Moore's take on romance in a murder case, and Under the Tuscan Sun, a comic memoir about how Frances Mays put her life together after her divorce.
I have bought a house in a foreign country. There's a little fixing up to do.
I never realized you were so handy.
I'm in Italy. I can hire the muscular descendants of Roman gods.
Or do it herself. Speaking of doing it yourself, there's a cluster of comedies this fall about amateurs who enter music competitions. In School of Rock, lead guitarist Jack Black gets dumped by the heavy metal band he founded, lies his way into a substitute teaching position at a classy prep school, and then realizes that his fourth graders could be his ticket to stardom.
I heard you in music class. You guys can really play.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
I think it's time we started our new class project.
Rock band.
Can we tell our parents?
No!
A battle of the bands is the big set piece in School of Rock. A dance competition drives Honey, and The Fighting Temptations centers on a gospel contest. And if that all sounds like a big screen version of television reality shows, well, after a three-month diet of summer fantasy, reality will loom large as the weather cools down. There are a lot of documentaries, for instance, including To Be and To Have, a prize-winning French portrait of a one-room schoolhouse, and My Architect, in which the double life of Louis Kahn is chronicled by his illegitimate son. But take advantage of this little reality boomlet while you can. Documentaries will likely disappear once Hollywood realizes they won't duplicate Bowling for Columbine success at the box office. Speaking of which, the tragedy at Columbine High has inspired three films this fall, including one called Elephant by Gus Van Sant that won top prizes at the Cannes Film Festival. Teen travails also figure in a film that was named for controversial Irish journalist Veronica Guerin.
Eight kids from this block alone died from drugs last year, all of them under 15.
Nobody's writing about it. Nobody cares.
Foreign and independent films always blossom in the fall, and this year they come in some pretty eclectic styles. There's In This World, a harrowing inside look at refugee smuggling, Die, Mommy, Die, a campy drag comedy featuring the stage star Charles Bush, and a film about foreign adoption that John Sayles is calling Casa de los Babies. Also a cross-cultural comedy from Francis Ford Coppola's daughter Sophia, in which Bill Murray plays a fish-out-of-water celebrity in Tokyo.
You're a movie star.
Yes,
movie
pack, I should be doing movies.
Yeah.
You know Lat Pack?
Rat Pack?
Rat Pack.
A ring-a-ding-ding.
Mr. Harris, Mr. Kazo sent me my stockings. Lift them.
What?
Hey, lick my stockings!
Lick them? What?
Lost in Translation centers on a pair of troubled marriages, and in that sense, it's part of a cluster of family value films, along with Pieces of April, about a quirky nonconformist named April, who extends an olive branch to her long-estranged family by inviting them for Thanksgiving dinner. They are less than thrilled.
For days, I've been trying to think of nice April memories, and I can only come up with one.
She was just gazing out the window, and she said, "Oh, Mother, don't you just love every day?"
That was me.
What about the crayon drawing she did of the Mayflower, the one you had framed?
That was me, too.
She was sleeping. She was wearing a pink nightgown.
That was me. Kidding.
And if that family sounds dysfunctional, imagine what it's like for Nicolas Cage in Matchstick Men when the 14-year-old daughter he didn't know he had shows up on his doorstep and starts asking a lot of questions.
You're a con man?
Con artist.
Wow.
Flim-flam man, Matchstick Men, take your pick.
And that guy Frank?
He's my partner.
Teach me something.
Rule number one, never work near where you live.
Don't.
Rule number two, don't write anything down.
You regret it? Exposing her to that.
Well, I really liked it.
Matchstick Men is directed by Ridley Scott. Among the fall's other prominent directors, long-absent Quentin Tarantino, with the first half of a chop-socky revenge flick called Kill Bill, the Wachowski brothers with Matrix Revolutions, Tim Burton with a whole cast of Southern fried grotesques in Big Fish, the Coen brothers with a comedy about divorce called Intolerable Cruelty, and Woody Allen with Anything Else, his first romantic comedy with someone else playing leading man, Jason Biggs opposite Christina Ricci.
I've had a crush on you since we met. Couldn't you tell the way I was ignoring you?
There was something compelling about your apathy.
Do you think I'm fat?
I think you're amazing looking.
You must really have a crush on me. Your
smile. I do. Can't
disguise. I'd say it's fatal.
Also in a romantic mood are the Four Weddings and a Funeral folks, whose star-studded comedy Love Actually features not just Hugh Grant and Emma Thompson, but also Colin Firth, Alan Rickman, and Liam Neeson. Star power also extends to kid flicks with Mike Myers as the Cat in the Hat, horror films with Dennis Quaid and Sharon Stone in Cold Creek Manor, and police procedurals with Denzel Washington trying to prove his innocence in Out of Time.
An eyewitness saw me outside their house the night it blew up.
He looked like him.
He's the chief of police.
How am I? Home by myself.
That's not good enough as he runs out of time, which is also what I am, so we'll leave the big post-Thanksgiving Christmas rush with its Oscar hopeful wizards, samurais, and Peter Pans for another day. I'm Bob Mandello.